they want, but they got nothing on you.
Nothing on you. Nothing on you. Nothing on you.
So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
Parents and guardians, this is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our corporate sponsor, founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly Saved Movement. Please be sure to visit his website to see how you can help join his movement to impact the world today. Visit him at www.williemoorejr.org. Also, if you would like to promote a product or service for parents and families or become a program sponsor, please contact me, Carletta at educationforallinc.com. And for resources, programs, scholarship listings, and our Involved Parent magazine, please be sure to visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. So just another brief announcement. Next week is Mother's Day, and so we will not have a show next week on May the 10th. We really want you to enjoy that time with your mother, grandmother, spiritual mother, or just checking in on mothers that may not have family available, but, you know, you being that person to check in on them just to make sure that everything's okay and that they have a wonderful Mother's Day nevertheless. So today's show is, again, a tribute to mothers. If you have not picked up the Mother's Reflections, Protecting Your Children from Harmful Influences, it is a handbook and journal. It is available at www.educationforallinc.com, also through amazon.com. So pick up your copy today if you have not picked up one. It is an excellent gift for expecting and new moms and anyone who may be experiencing some difficulty with their teenagers in particular or their early adolescents. And just some advice. It gives parents the opportunity to reflect on their parenting experiences in terms of who is in their child's village. You know, who are some of the people that their children are being exposed to, whether it's through the family, the neighborhood, the media, their children's friends, et cetera, and technology included, and just evaluating those different people and other resources that come to impact their children's lives. And then also it gives them advice about who to allow in their children's village. So we all hear the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. But as I always say, every person does not need to be in that village, or everything does not need to be in that village either, and that includes some media. So with a Mother's Reflection, Protecting Your Children from Harmful Influences, again, it is a handbook and journal. It gives you the opportunity to evaluate some of the experiences that you may be having with your children so you can comment on different things. Some people have mentioned that they don't want to write in the book. So if you have the book and you do not want to write in it, it's okay. You know, grab another piece of paper or a separate notebook so that you can journal those ideas on your own. So Some of the reflection questions may ask, like, what do you wish most for your family? Asking you also, what values did you learn from your family as you grew up? And which of your spouses or significant others, family members, come closest to sharing the values that you want to instill in your child? And have you personally invited these members into your child's village? So it's important for you to think about those that you would like to include in your child's village. Invite them. You know, think about what it is that person brings of value to your child and to your family, and don't hesitate to, comment or compliment individuals for that value and ask them, you know, hey, can you share this? Or if my child needs assistance with this particular issue, I know this is a strength of yours, can you assist them? And so forth. And there are other questions that you are asked to evaluate, you know, in the book as well, such as what qualities did you seek in your Mr. Right, and how have those qualities benefited your child, which is an excellent question, particularly because we have so many blended families today. So if you bring a child into the marriage relationship, you know, what does the other person, the step-parent, what are they bringing to the relationship in terms of qualities that can benefit your child or your children? Or even as married couples, you know, you have your children after your marriage, you know, and you are both the biological parents of your children. Think about that. You know, what value and qualities do each of you bring to the relationship and a marriage for your child? It's just something to think about so you can reflect on that. You can answer, you know, that question and really think about where it is that you as a parent need to grow or would like to grow in terms of your parenting skills. Because remember, it's all about the children. Once they are here, you know, it's all about them. And we have to do our best to make sure that our children get a great start in this world and that they are getting the best advantage. And that really comes through intentional, dedicated parenting and Christian parenting, I might add. There are questions related to, are there influences in your neighborhood that could possibly hinder the success of your child? And how is your child's neighborhood different than the one in which you lived as a child? So sometimes, you know, our children and where we grew up, there are two different worlds. You know, it may be different cities, different states, or just different municipalities within the same city. And sometimes it can even be on the same block, but just what a difference 20 years can make. You know, the whole makeup of the neighborhood changes. It changes in terms of maybe there, if it was a predominantly, you know, one ethnic group predominated, then maybe it has changed and now another group is a predominant group in that ethnic group in the neighborhood. Or maybe there were more moms who stayed at home when you were growing up, but now in that neighborhood there are more working moms, so or more single moms. So it, all kinds of things, you know, more blended families, or maybe families are having fewer children and in your neighborhood now you may find there are fewer children, or you may find that there are more children than when you grew up. And I know sometimes we look at our neighborhood, my husband and I, we talk about when our daughter was growing up, a lot of our friends and family members tended to have more boys. So sometimes it was difficult to have play dates, you know, with family and friends because they had boys, you know, and boys are just different, you know. Sometimes they're a little more rough, or, you know, and you want your girls, you know, really to play with other girls and your boys to play with other boys. So sometimes it was difficult, but now I notice that there are more girls in the neighborhood, you know, several years later, now that our daughter is grown and married and has her own family. So, you know, neighborhoods do tend to change quite a bit. So those are some questions that the book asks you to look at and just journal and reflect on. And this day, on this episode, what we want to talk about is really how, as parents, you can support each other when you're having problems with your children, because, you know, when it boils down to it, it's really about the parents, you know, how solid the parents are. That can really make or break a family relationship. You know, I always tell parents, you can't give everything to your child and nothing to each other. You know, when you do that and the children leave home, then you're stuck trying to figure out, now what do we do? Or you discover as parents, well, we don't really know each other anymore, you know, like we did before the kids came. So unfortunately, some parents end up in divorce because one or both of them was giving so much to the children that they forgot to take care of each other, and they neglected each other, and they neglected themselves. And so a sad reality is that, you know, they don't know how to be a married couple, you know, how to be together as adults. So really just focusing on your relationship as parents can really help your children grow up healthy and strong and have healthy, strong, stable relationships, because you will be modeling that. So whatever relationship you know you want your child to have, you have to model that before them. So if you want to make sure that your children grow up to have a loving relationship with their husband, with a husband, and you know, or wife, you have to model that. You know, do the best that you can with the resources you have to help your children to be able to see that, so that they can grow up and have those same experiences for themselves and with their children in mind. So questions such as, what do you wish most for your family? You know, that's a type of one of the reflection questions when I'm talking about support for each other as a couple and making sure that, you know, you have the same dreams and hopes and expectations. Because sometimes, you know, we can find that as parents, you can be on completely different pages when it comes to raising your children. And even though, you know, in some instances, one may be more of the disciplinarian, the, you know, versus the other, that's not necessarily what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing more on somebody might think that, well, you know, we don't have to discipline them, and the other person feels that there should be some discipline. So, I mean, that's extreme, and that's extreme opposite. So those are the types of things, you know, that you want to focus on. Or we might have a parent that feels like college is the answer. That's what they want for their child the most. And another parent might feel that, the other parent rather, might feel that the military, you know, if we're talking about a son, he needs to go straight to the military and not college. So again, you have parents that are polar opposites. So you really want to evaluate, what do you want for your child? You know, ultimately it will become the child's decision, but as parents, if you have some idea, you know, and you're somewhat close on the same page, then you can help your child develop their hopes and their dreams for their own life, you know, within what you've seen as their strength and where you feel that they need to go, and with their own dreams and aspirations. So if you would like to join the conversation, feel free to press 1 at any time. Again, there will be no show next week in honor of Mother's Day. So if you would like to pay tribute to your mom, feel free to press 1. Or if you have a favorite Mommy and Me moment or favorite Mother's Day moment, feel free to press 1 to share that with our listening audience. Or if you would like to share parenting advice, feel free to press 1 as well. And remember that if you are an empty nester or a grandmother or an aunt, you still have much that you can share. So feel free to press 1 so that you can share motherly advice and tips, you know, to expecting moms or new moms, or maybe you've had an experience that you would like to share with parents who may be experiencing some difficulty with their adolescents or their teenagers, or if it's a mom who has a son and you would like to share advice about helping to raise our young men. Also, you could be a dad, you know, raising daughters or raising children on your own, and just to seek advice or to give advice as to what you have found in terms of if you're a single parent having to be both mom and dad to your children. Also, if you would like to weigh in, I know we had the issue that took place in Baltimore or in Ferguson, rather, with the mom. It has hit the national news, and we talk about how there is a double standard, you know, when parents are doing what they think is best in terms of disciplining their children, and it can often be misinterpreted as abuse. But then we find under other circumstances, you know, parents are applauded for, you know, what people would tend to look at as negative and overstep on their bounds and interfere with what parents are doing to help correct the situation. So if you would like to weigh in on that issue as well, feel free. Today is talking about parenting and motherhood. Yes, hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're
welcome.
It's
a great show so far. Well, I just wanted to...
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just kind of wanted to give a motherly tip or kind of share something. I really think that everyone should just, if you still have a mother that's living or have a mother figure who's living, just reach out to them every week, at least once a week. It's been a blessing for me to be able to talk to my mom each week. We've wind up talking for hours, you know, and I'm just calling to see how her day was going. And the other day my husband mentioned that he couldn't even, you know, he didn't even know that I was on the phone with her because it sounded like I was on the phone with a best friend. So I'm really thankful that I have my mom, you know, like my best friend now. And since I'm grown and we're able to talk more and discuss a lot of things. So just, you know, if you have a motherly figure out there, just keep in contact weekly. That way you two can help strengthen each other and, you know, you may get something that you didn't know that you were needing. So that would be my
advice. Oh, well, thank you so
advice.
Much.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And are you a mom as well?
I am. I'm a mother as well.
Okay. Well, I wish you a happy Mother's Day next week.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening out there also. I appreciate it.
Okay, you have a blessed rest of the day, caller.
Thank you. You too, Dr. Washington.
Yes, hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Yes, hi.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you. I would just like to say I'm blessed to have a wonderful mother. My mother raised 10 children. It was 10 of us, and she did a wonderful job. And we're all examples of what she taught us, even though we thought she was the meanest person in town. But in retrospect, I'm grateful that the way that she raised us, her and my father, they didn't ask us if we were going to church. We knew on Saturday night to get our shoes and shine them up, and we knew that we were going to church, and we went as a family. And my mother and father taught us morals and values. And my husband and I, we raised 3 sons, and I taught them the same thing. And I would like to say communication is the key. We need to talk to our children more. And as far as knowing what they want to do, and this is an example that I went through because my middle son was getting ready to go off to college, and I wanted him to study journalism, and he was okay with it, you know, because he was taught not to be disrespectful. But when he went on to college, he changed his major, and he studied computers. So now he's a professor at the University of San Antonio. So I wrote a book on that, and I tell young people, you find the path that's right for you, then you will give it 110%. And when you're talking to your children, you know, if you have 2 or 3 paths that you would like them to go in, just lay out all the things that they have to do. and then he or she can choose what's best for them and then support them. And communication is the key. Talk about it. It might not be exactly what you want, but if it's what they want, support them, as long as it's good, you know.
Right.
Support them, and they will give, and I'm talking what I know, they will give it 110%. So finding the path for you, that's what they need to do. Not for us, because we have our lives set in motion.
Right.
So we need to help them, support them. But I just thank God that I was the best mother that I knew how to do, and based on the way that I was raised and the way my husband was raised. So all my three sons turned out well.
And, oh, wow, that's wonderful.
Communication, yes, and we sat down at the dining room table. We had dinner together. There was no dinner in the bedroom, no. We had dinner together.
Right.
We talked. We talked about everything. I know they probably kept a couple things from me, but for the most part, we talked about things that was important and things that would affect their lives. And they're all proof positive of what we did. And I'm grateful for that. And it all goes back
so much.
To my mother, to my parents, my mother and my father, the way they raised me and the way my husband's parents raised him. So it pays off. Might seem a little hard, but it pays off.
It does. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a blessed Mother's Day next week.
Thank you, and the same to you and all the mothers that are listening.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome.
Yeah, and I like how the caller, she mentioned that, you know, there was open communication, and we have to have open communication, even with the tough talks, you know, and sometimes we have to start those talks early with our children, whether it's regarding sex or abuse, or it's involving even their careers. You know, a lot of times we think the kids have forever and a day to figure that out, but if the longer they wait, to explore careers, then the longer it takes them to actually figure out what they want to do. And then also sometimes they make snap judgments and decisions, and that can lead to them spending a lot of money and wasting a lot of time in school and being unhappy or changing their career later in life. I also liked how the caller mentioned, you know, helping your children to discover the path that's best for them. You know, we want to just, you know, give our kids what we can to help them be successful, so that, because we made our own choices. And so our kids need to make their own choices as well. And I like how the first caller mentioned about, you know, how her husband thought that she was talking on the phone with one of her peers, one of her friends her age, you know, and it turned out to be her mom. So, you know, we used to tell our daughter that, you know, the relationship changes once you're an adult, and it's so hard for kids to see that. But as the second caller mentioned, in retrospect, so when we all become adults, and especially parents ourselves, then we can always look back and say, wow, that's why they did that, or I think I need to do that, or I need to ask them a question. And you see the relationship change, you know, at least it should. You know, so parents, if you have a strong grip, even if your child is an adult, you really have to turn them loose, allow them to make their mistakes, allow them to grow, and just be there for them. You know, I used to tell my daughter, well, when you call me, you know, I'll ask, so do you need advice? Do you need money? You just need me to listen? You know, what would you need? You know, that'll be my question. I won't be trying to run your life, you know. And even now, I'll offer her advice, but I just tell her, you know, take it for what it's worth. If you can use it, you can use it. If you can't, don't worry about it, you know. Or I let her know up front, my feelings won't be hurt, because that's her life. You know, she's not a child anymore. And you know, and I want her to make decisions that she's comfortable with, and not because I said do it, and then, you know, later on it doesn't work out, or it's not exactly what she was anticipating. So I want her to be able to grow and make it through those decisions. And if she needs my advice, she needs my advice. If she doesn't, she doesn't. But, you know, as a parent, you always can pray for your children and pray that you are giving them the best advice that you know how, or directing them to other places and other resources for that advice as well. So, again, today we have a few more minutes left in the show. Time flies, these 30 minutes. So if there's anyone who still wants to pay a tribute to their mom, please feel free at this time. Yes, hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
How are you, Dr. Washington?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to you and to all the mothers that are listening to this program. And I would like
to give you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I would like to give a tip that in raising children, if you raise them up in the Word of God, and even when they get grown and they might go astray, but you, the parent, we don't have anything to feel guilty about, because we know that you know that you raised them up, you know, in the Word of God. And we have to trust God that they're going contrary to how you raised them, that God will put them back on the right path. And I just I praise God for his word. And I was listening to the caller that said about communication, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
Communication in raising children are important. But everybody is an individual, and I'm happy that her sons, you know, are doing well. But everybody is an individual, and sometimes kids, you know, when they grow up, even though they know the truth, you know, they go astray. But like I said, if you raise them in the Word of God and fed them spiritually, you know, you can have rest. You know, you don't have to feel guilty in whatever they might be doing, but you trust in God that he'll back on the right path. So, again, happy Mother's Day to you, Dr. Washington, and all the mothers that are listening in.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a blessed Mother's Day as well.
Thank you.
And before we close our show, we just have about 2 minutes. I wanted to say briefly, again, a mother's reflection, protecting your children from harmful influences. It is a handbook and journal designed for both moms and dads to give you the opportunity to reflect on your parenting. And it's just written from a mother's perspective, but it is for moms and dads. So feel free to visit our website, educationforallinc.com, or amazon.com to purchase your copy today as a gift for someone that you know. And also, I want to thank our sponsor, and I want you to be sure to like or follow us or connect with us on Twitter, as well as Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. And I pray favor on parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success this week. And remember, there is no show next week, but we do wish everyone a very happy and blessed Mother's Day. And we ask that you join us back here on Sunday, May the 17th at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So thank you very much for joining us. And we, again, wish all moms well. And we will close out with our last caller. Hi, caller. Okay. You have a quick comment or question?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dr. Washington. Yes, I do recommend Reflections
Hello.
Of a Mother. And it was an excellent book. I do recommend that.
Oh,
and
thank
you. And I want to wish you, I'd like to wish you a happy Mother's Day and all the mothers that
thank
are listening
you.
To.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, yes, Dr. Washington. I definitely want to get that in before the show closes.
Oh, thank
closed.
You. And I wish any mothers or spiritual moms in your life, I wish them a blessed Mother's Day as well.
Oh, yes. Thanks. All right.
All right. And that concludes today's program. Join us back May 17th.
Christ, because God's favor on you.